As residents of the Gulf Coast get set for Hurricane Ivan, many Americans have already felt its impact over the past weekend. That's because the Miami Dolphins NFL season opener against the Tennessee Titans was moved from Sunday to Saturday to ensure that the storm would not interfere with the game. And because it was a Saturday, according to federal law, the game wasn't allowed to be broadcast on a nationwide basis. Slate's Andy Bowers has this explainer on why Congress got involved in football telecasts in the first place.
The Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961 clearly states that professional football games may not be telecast on the days traditionally reserved for high school and college contests, at least for most of the autumn. The law's language says NFL games cannot be aired on Fridays after 6 p.m. or on Saturdays between the second Friday in September and the second Saturday in December. The ban applies to any TV station located within 75 miles of the game site of, quote, any intercollegiate or interscholastic football contest scheduled to be played on such a date. This athletic protectionism was set in motion in the spring of 1961 when the NFL took the then unusual step of selling league-wide TV rights to CBS. But in July, a U.S. district court ruled that the contract violated the Sherman Antitrust Act. Then NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle, an astute lobbyist, quickly asked Congress for an antitrust exemption. Congress was mostly happy to go along, except for a number of representatives who worried that the budding NFL would diminish interest in college and high school football. Wanting a deal in time for the fall season, Rozelle's congressional allies made the compromise regarding the Friday night and Saturday broadcast bans. Unfortunately for fans, the act has also been used to justify the NFL's blackout policy, under which the home team's games aren't shown locally. At first, home games weren't televised even if the stadium was full. But since 1973, the blackout has been lifted if the game is sold out 72 hours prior to kickoff.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.